Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. So I'm hoping everybody already knows that I'm in London, not in LA anymore, but I will be back from time to time for sure, between two continents. But I'm keeping very, very close contact with my dear friends and, of course, guests that are coming on a Zoom and they're talking to us. And we are feeling like we have them next to us in our living rooms. And that's what Zoom really did so beautifully for everybody. We really are feeling like the world become one because of the contact that we can have today. Not only Zoom brings us together, but my heart and my friend heart is together on this moment because Michelle Tyler, she is my dear, dear friend. And I hope our listeners and people who watch us on the Facebook remember that she's also coming on Accent On, I will say a lot, because I just love her music, love her band, and love our almost 16 years old friendship. So I think I'm very lucky to have Michelle and Bob, her beautiful husband, wonderful husband, in my life. So, Michelle,
I miss you
so much, but yes, I see your beautiful face here. So please, please tell us and introduce yourself to everybody one more time, people who maybe do not know you.
Okay.
And your band. So can you tell us a little bit about you as an artist and band leader?
Well, my name is Michelle Tyler, and I'm the lead singer and I guess de facto leader of Mirage, which is a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, and some other projects that we do, some cover stuff that we do that ranges everywhere from Beatles to Simon and Garfunkel to Green Day to Judy Collins and everything in between. And we're very lucky to be able to do this and to share this with you. And just wanted to say thank you for having me on, Ilona. And the wonders of modern technology. Here it is, a beautiful sunny day in Southern California and a beautiful evening in London.
Yeah, it was dark and today was raining and then
it was raining.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what's happened? Is it raining in London? We had an amazing 6 months. The weather was just beautiful. The longest summer ever, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
That's great.
Not too hot. It just was perfect. But everybody says that weather is supposed to be much worse. So I hope that's not true. But I know that in LA is hot and you look very, very hot.
It's actually nice now. We had a break. It was in the hundreds, like some places out in the valley, it was 108, 110. And now it's, that's our roommate. She's leaving for work. She's gone. But now it's down in the very seasonal, like high 80s. So it's a beautiful day.
That's beautiful. That's a perfect day. So this is the perfect day also to introduce your music and especially maybe share a little bit with us the five last months for your band who is performing all the time. This last 5 months, everything stopped. So this is very depressing time for lots of artists and all of us really, but especially for people who cannot make contact with public and with fans, making money, cannot tour, and had bookings, had everything ready till end of this year, and now everything went nowhere. So that I know because we had a contact through this time. But can you tell us, how did you spend this last 5 months? And did you stop being a musician and band leader? I know that, no, you cannot do that. And you had some good shows, especially in the last 2 months. So can you tell us?
Our schedule was pretty much kaput, you know, for the whole year. We had a lot of great shows coming up that obviously we couldn't play because of the situation with the virus. But we were able to do one really nice couple, 2-3 nights in Colorado at a dinner theater. And, you know, they were able in their county to do the social distancing and cut down on the amount of people. So it was a little strange, you know, because we were kind of far away from the audience and they were just sitting, you know, they couldn't get up and dance or anything. But everything was done very safely and we felt good about it. And it was just so wonderful to get out and play and just get the heck out of Dodge, you know, just get out of town. And it was really nice. The people were very grateful because they're all starved for entertainment. And so it was nice to be able to do that. And then we did a concert, streaming concert for the city of Los Angeles a few weeks ago, and that was done in a soundstage, and that was broadcast over YouTube or a couple of those things, once again with no audience, which is really strange for us because you finish a song and it's just like, okay, you know, hey, how you doing out there? You know, I mean, it's just boom, silent. And that's weird for a performer because when you get that feedback, you know, the applause and the, you know, you feel the energy and then you put out the energy. So when there's no energy, it's really hard to keep ears up. But we did another one of those from one of our local clubs called The Canyon. And we did that just this last week. And it was the same kind of thing. It was a pay to view, which is what's what a lot of places are doing now. Either drive-in concerts where people drive in their cars and watch you from their car, or online and people are buying ticket access. And this, I think, this is the way it's going to go.
I think that's a great idea. People long for entertainment. People are missing you. I know. I read the comments after every of your performance, and we'll be talking about your performances right, also from your living room, which you are doing them every month, practically, yes, for the last 5 months. So, but your fans, they are in thousands. They are writing, they are waiting, they are really talking to you, they ask for the songs that they love. What a close relationship artists like you can build with the fan base. In this crazy time. But you are very, very good with keeping contact with your group of people that follow you for how many years already? 20?
About 20.
20 something.
Since we started doing this, with Belladonna, with my first band, and then this Mirage band. Yes, we're also doing, like what you're saying, we're doing the Facebook Live from the living room, which I think you've shown a couple of those clips. And that's just Bob and I. Bob is my husband, and he's in all of my bands. You know, he's a musical director and musical wizard.
Okay, engineer and great, yeah. Has a great recording studio in your place.
Yep.
Which we had,
yep,
the pleasure. I had the pleasure to record so many songs, and lots of artists love to work with both of you, but Bob has this magical touch. He's a great, great artist, engineer, recording engineer. So you are lucky because you obviously the sound, and he thinks about this with very, very detailed ears and eyes on it for so many years, and he's your partner in life, and you both are just amazing human beings.
But I think thank you.
Yes, like I say, that the contact between you and fans and them just knowing what they want to hear from you, and they talk to you like they know you. And I know they really feel like they know you because
a lot of them do, because we've established, you know, I've got like 4,000 friends on my Facebook. I mean, not that I relate or connect with all 4,000, you know, but out of that number, maybe several hundred, which is still pretty good. And they tune into our Live from the Living Room, and they make the comments, and we relate to them, and you know, it's like we did one last week. We found out that a bunch of people had August birthdays, and we were going to do our Beatles Part 3, which I think you're going to hopefully be able to show some of that. And so I had an idea, because I'm always trying to come up with something new and to keep them, you know, engaged. So I said, God, we got all these August birthdays. Let's call this Beatles Part 3 Birthday Party. And so I went out and I got some balloons and I bought a little slice of birthday cake and put candles in it. And we played like When I'm 64 for a couple people. We played Birthday by the Beatles. And then I named all the people's names who's had an August birthday. And then we sang Happy Birthday to them. And, you know, it was a nice touch. People really liked it. They felt very, you know, close. They felt like they were more, you know, a part than just an audience.
It was a party. There was a party for so many people. And the gatherings was like a togetherness and the aura that you create and the personal touch that they are giving to people. It's so special, Michelle. And I think we want to thank you for even giving us this opportunity and inviting you to your home. And I know how much work you are putting in this type of events. They are very personal, and you both are creating. Like I say, you need to rehearse. You need to know how many. This is like hour-long concerts, sometimes longer. It's not like it's, oh, 20 minutes, five songs or three songs. You are really creating show, and you are talking to people. It's just wonderful. So,
I'll tell you one thing that a lot of people don't know, and we don't tell, you know, people, you know, but I'm telling you that the prep time to do this, I mean, Bob and I have to learn all these Beatles songs. I think we now, our catalog of Beatles songs is something like 50, because we've done like, I think we've done three or four Beatles songs, I mean, Beatles shows, and we do 12 to 14 songs a show. And so we have to, but you know, we're using tracks. So Bob has to put that together, and then we have to rehearse it. So the prep time to do one of those shows is a couple of weeks.
So
it's a couple of weeks.
We need to call out to everybody who listens and enjoys your concert that they understand how much work you are putting into creating.
Yeah, but it's a labor of love.
And it's, you know, in a way, free. I know that from time to time, people are used to right now just giving some tips to people who are playing, who are giving them this amazing gift of a performance. So I would like almost encourage people that if they really see both of you performing, to remember that this is no ticket show. But on the other hand, if they are sweet enough to just help artists in this crazy time, and they understand that this doesn't come so easily.
And people, and you know, and like I said, you're saying, you like what you're saying, it's a free recording. We're not charging to watch it or anything like that. If people want to donate, that's fine. If they can't, that's fine too. But we found that people have been very generous, and I send out a thank you to each and every single person that donates. And you know, it's kind. It's a kind thing to do.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I thank you again to all of your fans who understand that, and they want more of you. And I know that even you sometimes say, oh, this will be maybe our last show. I know you already are planning something else, because I know you need to perform. This is, you are born to be a performer with amazing voice and so much skills, and selection of the songs, like you mentioned, they are practically from every part of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, now it's 2000.
Beyond,
Beatles, but your concerts and your different configuration of the bands and song requests are really probably right now in a few hundreds. song.
Yeah, and you know, and I kind of welcome, you know, we ask people, what would you like to hear? I mean, and you know, I'd like to do like, obviously we can't do an all request show because somebody will ask for a song that's way out of left field and we won't know it. But maybe in the future, that'll be one of the things that we do. We ask people, what would you like to hear? And then Bob and I take the song list and we put together like the fan favorites, the ones that people vote for the most. And we do like sort of an all request show.
So I have, because I was thinking, watching you, I was always thinking, and I'm a performer too, but I just have no maybe courage or maybe even the work ethics that you have to just create something for people to give this way, beautiful way, how you give so professionally. Mm-hmm. But I have like idea. Maybe this is some idea that you can use it. People have gatherings. They are now allowed to have 30 people gatherings, 50 people gatherings. But if they have some celebration going on in their lives and they can request your band especially to perform for them through the Zoom or through recorder. Imagine when I have anniversary, when I have something and I want you, your band, playing for us. So I think they're supposed to contact you and knowing that this will be specially for them. Prepared shows with their list, their wishes, with little thank you or wishes, birthday wishes or something. So I want to patent this idea. I'm laughing. But I think the personal...
That's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah, so I think you have 17 or 2,000 people who love you. So I think today you think about this and start writing to all of them and say, I will create special events.
That's right. Hey, why not? I mean, this is a new paradigm. I mean, I'm hoping that this is going to be behind us soon, but I think till we get a vaccine and till it really works. And I think until we get to what they consider the fourth tier, which means everything can open up and get back to normal. I think it's going to take a long time. And I think even when everything is, quote, back to normal, there'll be a lot of people that are going to still want to wear masks and be careful.
Yeah.
So I think that isn't going away anytime soon.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to request Michelle Tyler with her bands, different configurations of the bands, you can even tell us what you can be duo, you can be trio, you can be having much more, you know, depends. If you have guests from 10 people to 50 people gathering that is allowed and is safe to be done, you can watch Michelle, especially with them in a garden or something and in the wedding, whatever you can have.
And here's the wonderful thing too, Ilona, is that we can be anywhere in the world.
Yes.
We can do a concert for you guys over in the UK.
So I think maybe we created something very special, international stardom for Michelle and her band. And the request, for the personal, private concerts. I wish that we put this in the air, in the universe, and great things will happen. And that will be the future for a lot of bands and artists that they can.
Yes, that's very important. We need to keep the faith. And, you know, one of the songs that we end our show with in Mirage is a song called Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect because it's don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll be here. Better than before. Yesterday's gone.
Absolutely.
And
That's all what we have. We have today and tomorrow. So memories are wonderful. That's why you give people so much beautiful memories, but they can build, of course, the future memories in a situation that we are right now and make something beautiful happen for them. And of course, supporting great artists. So if somebody wants to talk to you, maybe on the Facebook, maybe at private email or something, what can we give them? What type of contact is the best to reach Michelle?
Probably the best one to reach me is at info@miragetribute.com. And that is just our contact. It goes straight to me. And if somebody reaches out to me there, I'll write you back. I'm really good about it.
Wonderful. So let's the booking start from this moment on. And you tell me, I will be your agent forever.
Okay.
All speaking and, you know, about that. And please, please. Yeah, I know that we'll be having hopefully a few songs and we'll be filling our show with the live performance and we'll be having beautiful Beatles songs. Oh, I cannot wait. I really cannot wait to put the show together. And thank you again, Natasha Mira,
for
our show and performance show together for Acting On London Edition. And for today, I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day in Los Angeles. And we have beautiful evening in London. So,
love again, you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye for today. Bye-bye.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Live from the Living Room, Beatles, Part 3. And we are going to have a lot of fun tonight. So, are you ready?
No.
Oh, he wants to drink first. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I'm sitting on my wire. All right. One. Two, three, it's me.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. Get you to talking to that boy again. I'm gonna let you down. Lead you to flat. Because I told you before, you can't do that. Second time I saw you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time? I think it's a sin. I think I'll let you down.
Let you down.
Leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Cause I told you before, you can't do that. Well, everybody's green. Cause I'm the one who knows love. But they see.
Upbeat to get the party started. How's that? All right. Now, if you're sitting at home, which of course you are, right?
Well, it could be anywhere.
Well, that's right. They could be sitting in their car or whatever, but you know, you're all being cool and hanging out. I assume that many of you are at home. Crank up the music, crank up the stereo. Let's get the party started. This is a birthday party tonight, and it's an anniversary party. And so we're going to try to get in as many fun things as we possibly can because we all need parties, right?
Very
okay,
much.
So here you go. Here's a song from 1965.
Two, one, two, three, four.
I should have known better with the girl. And I do, yeah, and I do. Oh, I never
Advance that little scroll bar. You have to do it once because otherwise it sits there and then we can't see what you're saying. It's kind of a weird little thing. So anyway, in the meantime, hope you're all doing good. I mean, this summer is just the summer that never was, although the last few days have felt like summer, hasn't it? It's been way too hot. Bob's moving the scroll bar so we can see what you're seeing. A lot of messages. See, we're not seeing them. Okay, hopefully it'll keep on rolling, 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 rolling. Keep the doggy rolling, right? Okay, so anyway, you know, it's been a crazy summer. Some of us are figuring out how to do some shows, obviously, these living room shows. And there are a couple places that are doing bands, mostly way out of town or someplace like drive-ins. And, of course, I just wanted to let you all know, I've been pushing it hard here. We're doing Mirage at the Canyon in Agora this coming Thursday. And we really need all your support for this. It's $10. It's a great price. And you can watch it at your own convenience. You can watch it live at 7 o'clock or in any time zone. And if for some reason you can't make it at 7, you can go back with your access code and you can watch it up to a week afterwards. They're going to have 8 HD cameras, special lighting, and it should be even better than being there live almost. So we hope that you'll join us and support our band and also the Canyon Club, who's been very good to us over the years. And right now we're going to continue the birthday party with a song off of the Help album. A George Harrison song.
Okay, here's a clue. I get to use the volume pedal.
Oh.
Okay, there's a few people out there who will know what that means.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, it's me.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you were?
Such a great song. Yeah, right, Dave. It is. It's a great song. Hey, Mark. Hey, Dana. How are you doing tonight? We got a whole list of people with their birthdays, and I know it's Dana's son's birthday. And I know many of you that are tuning in here have had birthdays, and we're going to get to all that. We're going to kind of roll it all out, you know, as we go. If you have something wet and delicious, it could be wine, it could be water, it could be grape juice. Hey.
Well, this is grape juice.
Well, technically, this is grape juice. It's just fermented grape juice.
Yes, it's special.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing? Okay, what do we got? Oh,
this
okay.
This is anniversary time.
Oh, it's anniversary time. Okay. We've got some anniversaries here tonight, and I hope they're watching. And if not, maybe they'll catch it on the flip-flop. It's Laura Weisman's 24th anniversary. She didn't send me her husband's name, but maybe it's a secret. Shh. Anyway, congratulations at 24 years. It's Dick and Judy Northrup's 34th marriage anniversary. I know them. 34 memorable years. Okay, we like that. And Terry Moore, you told us that you've been married 33 years, although you lost your wife. And I'm very sorry to hear that. But it still counts. It always counts. It always matters, right? So you're celebrating 33 years. And we're going to do a couple beautiful songs for the anniversary people, or just the people who are in love and are maybe going to become anniversary people soon. How's that? Okay, so a couple beautiful songs for you.
You ready?
Yes.
That's a great song. I always love that song. I loved them all, though, you know, so, yeah. It's so much fun for me to play these songs, and it's really helped me learn how to play the bass because it's so melodic. Paul McCartney's bass lines are so melodic and beautiful. That has just been, it's been like a discovery since I started playing bass. Now, this next song we'd like to do, we kind of throw this in the last minute this afternoon for all the people out there that are in love and the anniversary people, and here's a song that you probably don't hear too often. I don't know if there's many of the Beatle bands that actually play this song very often, but they should, because it's a wonderful song. It goes way back, and it's also a show tune. Imagine that. So we're going to let Bob play this, and I'm just going to sing it for you. Enjoy. It's a great song. Oh boy. All right. Well, okay. So we're getting ready to jump into the birthday portion, but we got one more song here. Well, these are all Beatles songs, of course. We're not doing anything that isn't a Beatles song. Let's see. What are some of the questions we got here? Greetings from downtown Eagle Rock. Oh, Gene. Our good friend Gene Bedarczyk is here, and he's a fireman. He's a fireman, and I'm telling you, those guys are out there working their asses off. And he was telling me last night that he might have to go up north and help relieve some of the guys up there that are just completely overwhelmed. And, you know, obviously, well, he's in Eagle Rock, so he's not up north yet. So hopefully you got a break on that, Jane. I'm hoping. Okay, we're going to do a song that was off of, I think it was off of Something New, wasn't it? Okay. When we launch into this song, all you Beatle-phobes out there, you tell me...
Phobes?
No, it's not Beatle-phobes. What is it? What's the word?
Beatle-files.
Oh, Beatle-files. Phobes, files, you know.
Hopefully the phobes are not here.
Okay. So when we launch into this, send me where you think this album, where you think the song first appeared. I think it was on an album called Something New.
I'm pretty sure we'll you're right.
All right, here we go. Two. One, two.
You know, if you break my heart, I'll go. But I'll be back again. Time.
Bacon, he knows his Beatles. Beatles 65.
Ah.
Now I'm wondering what was on Something New.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mr. Moonlight was on that one.
Was it?
I think so.
Mr. Moonlight, you came to me one summer night. Okay,
we sure started that in the wrong key.
Yeah. Okay, now. It's birthday time. Woohoo! So, we're going to do a birthday song. And then, we're going to do...
another birthday song.
Our birthday roll call. You see this? See all that? These are all people
who claim
that it's their birthday, or was their birthday this month. All these little lions, these little Leos out there. So we're going to be doing a roll call here. I don't know how many of them are here. They all wanted to be mentioned, but we'll see. Okay. And so here's a little barn burner for you. So hope you like it.
Hang on.
Oh.
I got a lot of getting ready.
Okay. Oh, Kathy, thank you. She's applauding each song. Thank you very much. Hey, Annie, how you doing? Good to see you. Yeah. And there's Sue right there. Sue and Judy. All right.
I think I'm ready.
He thinks. I don't know if I am, though.
I'm going to have Paul count it in.
One, two.
That's him.
One, two.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.